Good morning. It's time for another Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. We're going to talk about National Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is the entire month of April. They've got a lot of activities going on, a lot of things on their Facebook and Instagram pages that people can go on and be a part of this. Plus, we've got Utah Family Month that's coming up the next month in May. We're going to talk a little about that. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Anytime you want to come out. This is one of the great things that I like to talk about here in the area. It's a great addition to the area, and you guys do a lot. If somebody may not be aware or not know what the Family Support and Children's Justice Center does, what do you guys do? What are some of the services that you guys offer out there?
Thank you for asking, Dave. The Children's Justice Center focuses on providing services to families where a child may have been abused or neglected. And so we involve law enforcement and child protective services, and we provide a team around that family to help coordinate the investigation and coordinate other services such as mental health therapy and any kind of medical exams that need to take place. And the Family Support Center, we focus programs on prevention, preventing child abuse. And within that, we provide crisis care to families in need. We provide parenting classes. We do home visiting. We're trying to strengthen these families.
And one of the things, too, that you offer that I think is just amazing that you guys offer this is you guys offer what you call respite care.
Yes.
If you need to go and you've got a doctor's appointment, or if you've got to go grocery shopping or something like that, you can make an appointment, actually take your kids out there, and they will keep an eye on them for you while you go do those things. Is that really what a lot of people use that for?
That is what we are used for the most. And we're also here to help those parents. If you are a single parent, whether you're a dad or a mom or a caretaker of some sort, and you just need a break because you are feeling overwhelmed, it's a very safe environment for your children to be in, and it allows the parents to take a break and come back and pick up their kids when they're feeling rejuvenated.
And that's the one good thing, is that the help is always there if you need it. It's just a matter of asking for it.
Absolutely.
Really. All right, so let's move in and talk about National Child Abuse Prevention Month. You guys have started kind of a campaign on your Facebook pages and your Instagram. Let's talk about those for a moment.
Okay, great. The Child Abuse Prevention Month has been going on nationally since 2008. And the significance of the pinwheels is to, it represents childhood, it represents happiness in childhood, reminds us adults that, you know what, let's let kids be kids, and let's join in on that fun. It also represents strength, strength and high winds. But what we're doing at the center is we're trying to encourage families to spend some more family time, do something where it really involves your children. And we have posted a calendar of different events and ideas each day of the month in April. And so we are encouraging the community to send us pictures to our Facebook and Instagram page. So join in the fun. And then we've went around the community. We've planted pinwheel gardens along Main Street, in front of the county building, at the center. We just want the whole community to be aware that there is help out there, and we're that place to come and ask for that help.
So, and that's a really great thing. If you're already out, because the weather is starting to get halfway decent
Yay.
Now, if you're already out doing things as a family, just snap a picture of it and send it on over to your guys' page. Is that all they've got to do?
Yeah, that's great. And if it's one of the items that you're doing that's listed on the calendar, whether it's planning, sitting together as a family eating dinner or cooking dinner, post those pictures too.
So get on over there and do this. It's great. And you know what? This is a great way to get the word out, let everybody know about it. And these guys handle all of this information out there. They do such great things. Now, coming up in the month of May, you said this started about 4 years ago. It's Utah's Family Month.
Yes. Governor Gary Herbert, we were able to get him on board, and he proclaimed Utah Family Month to run between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And the idea is to just encourage families going out and spending time together. Families are our strength, and we need to highlight that in our communities. And so what we do at the center is we choose a day between Mother's Day and Father's Day. We invite the community to come out and fly kites with your children. In the past, we provided a small meal. I don't know what we're going to do this year, but we are going to have an event, and it will have to do with flying kites. So stay tuned for some updates on the date.
Get out and have some fun as a family, and you know what? Go fly a kite. Really.
Absolutely.
Really. My daughter was 19 years old, and I caught her the other day. I went to one of the credit unions, was giving away kites when you went in,
mm-hmm.
and she was out trying to fly this kite, and I'm just like, well, you know what? Kids have a good time doing it no matter what age they are.
Absolutely. You're never too old, and you're never too young.
Never. Never, never. All right, Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today. Now, if anybody has questions or needs more information about any of these things or about the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, how can they get in contact with you guys?
They can call us at 435-636-3739. They can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. There you have it. It's Shelley Wright, the director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, talking about the National Child Abuse Prevention Month that's going on the entire month of April. So when you see the blue pinwheels, that's what they're all about.
Yep.
Shelley, thank you one more time for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other interviews, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.